Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Doing some yoga. Yeah. Mama likes yoga. You gotta listen to the whole show. Josh Wolf and Brad Williams next couple days in the program. Wednesday, just remembered that. Sorry, I have to yell it out, help myself. 20th, right?
Yes.
Oh, I nailed that. Didn't even look. I think I was right, and I wrote a couple checks out yesterday. That's how I remembered that.
It was pointed out to me on Facebook. This is the anniversary of my high school graduation. And the guy right in front of me, Harry Azcrack.
Harry Azcrack.
Because my last name starts with a B.
Yeah.
Right. So he was directly in front of me.
Yeah. The guy in front of you a lot is Harry Azcrack, by the way.
That was going to set the tone for the rest of your life.
If I have anything
always,
to say about
always
it.
Always a Harry Azcrack in front of you.
I like having a Harry Azcrack in front of me. And he was in front of me most of my high school.
Right.
We didn't anything that involved alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Harry Azcrack.
Or something didn't involve alphabetical order. Harry Azcrack was in front of you.
It's nice to be at the front of the alphabet sometimes.
Isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, you were really well. You really were.
Oh, yeah.
See, it was great when my kids graduated high school because they all had the last name B. And then when my stepsons graduated high school, they have a last name of T. So we had to sit through the whole damn ceremony.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's got to sit through the ceremonies this year.
They did a story on one of those, you know, those little feel-good stories about graduates, and it was a local one, I believe, and they... No, it wasn't a local one. It was, but they put the woman built a little podium in her driveway, and her daughter walked over the podium, and she was in gear, and her like grandparents and stuff were 6 feet away in the driveway of this house. And it was pretty cool. The decorations were amazing, and the girl felt cool.
I think
and
I
they,
saw this.
They talked to the grandfather. And by the way, global pandemic, everything sucks, and he goes, "You know what? This is better than sitting through a real graduation." He's not wrong. I'd rather have a global pandemic than sit through 400 kids walking across.
He's not wrong.
There's an upside.
It was hilarious.
I did not go to my college graduation.
Yeah, and, I did.
And my parents actually asked me, they're like, "So where are you going?" I'm like, "Nah, I had to work that night. Yeah. I was on the radio." Mm-hmm. Like, "Nah, I'm not going to do that." And they went, "Good, we didn't want to go to that."
It is Timothy Oliphant's birthday today, Todd.
Oliphantastic.
Yeah. Oliphantastic.
He's a great actor. And
he is. Yeah. It is also Mindy Cohn's birthday.
If you could be
From
any,
Facts of Life?
Yes. Any TV character, wouldn't you want it to have been
Raylan Givens? Raylan Givens, right. What's that on? Can people go back and watch that?
Probably on Hulu.
It's not on Netflix.
A lot of the Netflix or the FX stuff is on Hulu.
Yeah,
now.
It's not on Netflix. If you have Hulu, check out, four or five seasons?
Man, it might have been six.
Justified. Great show. God, that was a good show.
Walton Goggins deserves a lot of credit for that show, too.
Missed that show.
So it's Timothy Olyphant's birthday. It's Mindy Cohn's birthday. You may remember her as Natalie on The Facts of Life.
Right.
What did you call it?
They called it The Facts of Life. All those girls were plump.
Not all of them.
Yeah. The Facts of Life.
It's a joke I heard years ago, and I can't get it out of my skull.
Right.
I always call it The Facts of Life.
Apparently, Mindy Cohn's been doing the voice for Velma in recent Scooby-Doo cartoons.
Oh,
I don't know about the latest release from Scooby.
Are you going to say who's older?
Who's older, Mindy Cohn or Timothy Olyphant?
It's so weird because when people could become famous when they're younger, you don't think they age. And Olyphant became famous as an adult, so you just assume he's older, but he's probably not. But I have no basis in any of that. He was, you know, he's younger than us. Olyphant's probably 45.
I think he's lower 50s.
He might by now. He might be in his 50s.
Yeah, I'm going to say early 50s.
He's 50 and Mindy Cohn's 52, 53.
Yeah, I think she's older. She's older.
Yeah, Mindy Cohn.
How about what, Nick?
Cohn.
Four? Oh, well, we could all go 1-1 or 2-0 today.
You're all right.
Yeah!
What a relief.
Big win.
Mindy's 54.
Yeah.
Timothy is 52.
Okay. Yeah.
Timothy's the original guitar player in Mark Wahlberg's original band.
Rockstar.
That's Olyphant. The long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet up in Seattle later on.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't watch it, but I think Todd did the Santa Clarita Diet.
I never did. It was really good, yeah.
Him and Drew Barrymore did on Netflix. 3 seasons, and it is funny.
You know, Family Guy made fun of that show the other week.
They did.
They hated it. Oh, and it was a brutal joke about it.
I forget what it was, but I heard the line.
Yeah, it was brutal.
No, you know what? I'd never seen Timothy Olyphant do comedy until then, and he pulled it off. He was really good in
I'll tell you a movie to watch with him in it, because Steve Zahn's in it, too. There's two couples hiking in Hawaii.
Yeah.
That is such a good movie.
I forget the name of it.
What's the name of that?
Have you watched the whole thing?
Yeah, but I'm not really into scary movies.
It's not scary. It's tense.
Yeah. It's suspenseful.
It's really
good. Perfect Getaway.
Watch that.
2009.
Great movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I like that one.
It is also NASCAR driver, or I guess owner Stewart's birthday.
You're going to make us go, who's taller now?
Tony Stewart.
Stewart.
He's not happy with all this being 2-0.
Stewart is 49 today. Who's taller?
Ah, you dick.
Timothy Olyphant or Tony Stewart?
Olyphant.
Oh, I'm going to
say Tony Stewart.
Who killed more guys, Tony Stewart or Timothy Olyphant?
But you don't know about Timothy Olyphant.
No, we don't.
He could be on the sly.
Olyphant.
Yeah, because aren't race car drivers generally?
I don't think Tony Stewart's a tall guy.
Yeah, he's wide, but he's not tall.
I don't think Timothy Olyphant's that tall either.
I bet he's six foot.
I bet he's not. I bet he's less than that.
Well, then pick with Nick,
I'm going Stewart.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go Tony Stewart.
Timothy Olyphant.
Olyphant.
Timothy Olyphant is 6 feet tall.
Ah.
Uh-oh, we still could lose this.
Tony Stewart is 5'9".
Yeah!
Damn it!
God, yeah!
Going out of
the
son of a...
3-0!
Suck! You both
three
suck!
And
you suck! You suck! You suck! Because Todd was so sure, too.
The 2-0 is short-lived. Very short-lived.
3-0 feels great.
Those race car drivers, that's a small little spot to sit in.
I don't remember him. I've seen Tony Stewart standing around a lot of people for years, and he's not that big.
He doesn't seem particularly tall.
He's my height.
I had no idea how tall.
If you're a huge guy, that doesn't lend to, it doesn't help you in NASCAR.
Right. No. I mean, look, like Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson,
they're regular size guys.
I don't want to say small, but, probably 5'7", 5'8", 5'9".
My day is shot.
And you were riding high on 2-0.
If you were a 300-pounder, it'd be hard to get in and out of the car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Window.
Plus, you would weigh the car down.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a factor, too.
There's a max weight for those cars.
You are bummed, aren't you, Nick?
If you're 300 pounds, they got to kick something else out.
You're lucky Todd went with you.
Mm-hmm. Ha ha.
Cher is 74
Stop it.
I don't care how tall she is.
Oh,
74,
really?
Man.
Don't you?
I don't care, work or not.
No, she's 5'7".
5'5".
This isn't a game.
No, this is not a game.
No, it's not a game.
We're not playing.
You're 2-1. Get over it.
We're bandying it about.
You're going to bed at 2-1 tonight.
You want to play Who's Taller with Cher?
No.
And Jane Wiedlin?
I don't want to walk out of here 500.
No, we don't.
No.
We don't.
No, we're quitting here.
That's right. You wind up 500.
I'm going to stay undefeated for the day.
Jane Wiedlin, the bassist for the Go-Go's?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Cher is older.
I hope so. Oh. Go-Go's documentary coming out in August. That'd be good.
Jane Wiedlin can't even. She's probably about 60.
Yeah, we're not. He said who's taller.
I didn't say either one.
We're not playing a game. We're not playing a game.
Jane is 62 today.
Okay. That was my first concert when I moved to Arizona. Yep. Saw the Go-Go's.
How old is Cher?
51?
Nope.
The aforementioned 74.
Right.
Yeah, you did say that, didn't you?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
U.S. births continued to fall last year, leading to the fewest newborns in 35 years.
Rubbers work.
It's part of a prolonged national baby bust that has been going on for more than a decade. Experts believe the pandemic will suppress the numbers further.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be the other way around, but apparently people are worried about the future and not having kids.
No, it should be a non-bust.
Right.
And so
the only problem with that is there's nobody to pay the Social Security for people that as they get older.
That is why some people say we need immigration.
Yes. And legal so they have to pay.
Oh, yeah. Legal immigration so we can get people in here to do some work so the rest of us can get Social Security.
But they're brown. Ugh. And the racists don't like that.
But Trump, what color's the money?
Trump and his racist group don't like that.
Well, don't forget the employers can also pay them less and under the table. They could get cheaper labor that way. So nothing gets into the tax system. So they're cheating us, too.
It's all facts, but stop with the facts. They're brown. You can't have brown people around. That pisses off the white dynamic.
Speaking of pissing people off, that Ben Roethlisberger.
What do you do? He shaved, by the way.
Sorta.
He's ready for that's what he did.
Yeah. That's what he did.
He's ready for the season.
He's pissing people off because he's not observing social distancing and got his hair cut.
Oh, he did.
Oh, you can't do that. And where does he live?
I don't know. I think he has a place in Atlanta somewhere.
The governor of Pennsylvania.
Oh, he did in Pittsburgh? Okay.
Well-known football coach and football brain. The governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf's
his name, right? Yeah.
Expressed general concern over Roethlisberger's decision to get a haircut and beard trim in Sewickley?
By outside Pittsburgh, huh?
Allegheny County?
That's Pittsburgh.
Despite them being in a yellow phase opening.
Yeah, my dad's in the yellow phase. He didn't know what the hell it means. He said, still can't go anywhere. And my dad needs a haircut.
Apparently, Ben doesn't know what it means either.
My dad's hair is hanging on his shoulder. I said, put it in a ponytail. Rock it, man.
Hippie.
Yeah.
Ben says, the governor says, when you go to something like a barbershop and you're not protected, I don't care who you are, the chances of that virus actually wreaking havoc on your life increases.
Yeah, I saw a picture. He wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, he wasn't?
Nah.
Was the guy doing his hair wearing a mask?
He wasn't in the shot. Okay. He couldn't see his face.
Difficult to get a beard trim when you're wearing a mask.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but he's also cut his hair.
That's a good point. Yeah.
He's not,
and he had a Grizzly
just
Adams
do the
beard,
sides,
man.
Right here.
He had a Grizzly Adams beard.
Yeah, but that's not all they cut. Was the beard?
His hair was
you
long
can
too.
Put it on. Yeah. You can wear a mask while you're getting your hair cut,
but or not you while you're getting your beard trimmed.
Most of it.
Well, you might have to trim the beard at home right now.
Yeah,
you might have to do that yourself.
Yeah, you could have done that. It's really easy to do because you If you're shaving it off completely, you don't really not really messing it up.
That looked
they
like
just trimmed it.
Oh, they trimmed it.
Yeah, it looked
if
like
I'm not
he
mistaken.
Kept, he kept a little bit of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It wasn't the big mountain man beard he was rocking.
But he shaved
before.
His head back again. His head's cropped more, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A little longer on top, yeah. Short on the sides.
See, but I need my girl to put some color in my beard.
Wolf's probably an Eagle fan.
And
anyway.
You're probably going to have to take the mask off.
I think that
off
has
for
a
that.
Lot to do with yeah. this.
Don't want to get all the dye on the mask.
Right. Everything's crazy. Governor's called out a dude for getting a haircut.
I know.
Where did Roethlisberger grow up?
He's an Ohio guy.
That's right. He went to the University of, right? Or
yes.
No?
No, he went to Miami.
Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, Miami, Ohio, right.
Apparently, there's a fairly new movie on Netflix called John Henry, directed by Will Forbes, starring Terry Crews and Ludacris.
Oh, man, that doesn't sound good at all.
According to its synopsis.
And I don't really hate either one of those guys, but the movie just sounds bad.
Okay.
What's it about?
According to its synopsis, the film sees a quiet man with a violent past who has his life changed when an immigrant girl who is on the run from gang violence in South L.A. stumbles into his life.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound bad.
Terry Crews takes on the role of the hero, John Henry, Ludacris, the violent former leader of two young immigrants.
Ludacris was good in, what was the movie? The racial tension movie.
Fast and the Furious.
Crash.
Oh, he's in Crash?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He's actually a pretty good actor.
Oh, he's
right.
Great.
I forgot he's in Crash.
There was a lot of racial tension in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, there was. There was, yeah.
So the film, this John Henry film.
That might be bad.
Yeah. Was apparently number two on Netflix U.S.
Okay.
Top 10.
What's it called?
John Henry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you made it sound like he was the director.
I know, I know.
It's a John Henry film.
Yeah.
I was paying attention.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm barely paying attention now, too. It's the end of the show.
I'm just misinterpreting.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm 3-1. I'm out. Oh, no. I'm 3-0. No, I lost one, didn't I? Yeah.
I think you're undefeated today.
No,
I think you lost one. You lost the Mindy Cohn one.
No, I got that one.
No.
Oh, you did. We're 3-0. You guys are 2-1.
Tyler and I are undefeated.
Right.
The new Netflix movie, John Henry, has a 0%. From critics on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's impressive.
That means it
now
must
then,
be bad.
It's a 0%, and it's number two at Netflix.
People are watching anything.
But apparently, no one likes it. The fans don't like it. The critics don't like it.
But
no one likes it.
Let's try it.
But
let's
people
try it.
Are kind of watching it, even if they're turning it on for a few minutes and then saying, this is the worst thing that I've ever seen.
They've already clicked on it, you're
They've
right.
already clicked on it.
Yep.
One viewer tweeted, I'm watching John Henry, and Terry Crews just got shot in his head and got up like he ain't just got shot in his head. Get this off my screen, dog. It's
That's
Rotten
off,
Tomatoes.
Off my screen, dog. I love that.
Just viewers and critics?
No, it's both.
Okay.
It's two separate things.
Yeah.
So they take into account what the critics say and what the viewers say.
Right. And but they are separate.
Right.
Now, another critic on Rotten Tomatoes, New York Times says, it's so frequently preposterous that it almost resembles a parody. Not even the burly sledgehammer-wielding Terry Crews can save this utter disappointment of a film. Again, it's at number two.
Yeah.
I kind of want to check it out now.
If it's that bad, you're right. Just to see how bad it is.
Yeah, I started watching yesterday that Extraction with Chris Hemsworth.
Is that good or is it kind of over the top?
Yeah, in the same way like John Wick, you have to suspend a little bit of reality because he's killing guys left and right. And he's always perfect with his shot, you know. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a big action film. I got through about half of it.
And then just lost interest?
I'm
going to watch it later.
I'm going to finish it today. Not something I wanted to leave on when the kid was around.
So there is a person described as an artist out of Australia, a painter. Lush Sucks, maybe?
What a great name. Lush Sucks?
That painting sucks. Well, I told you.
Yeah.
He became famous by merging images of 50 Cent. As Taylor Swift, or 50 as Mike Pence, or 50 as Donald Trump.
Just 50 Cent. Oh, I saw the 50 Cent Donald Trump picture.
Right.
Yeah, on Facebook. Yeah.
Right. Well, that guy.
Yeah.
He's an Australian artist. So he was trying to make a, he does these on murals, makes big murals of 50 Cent as other people.
Right.
Well, apparently 50 doesn't care for this.
Well, he probably doesn't.
And so as this guy was attempting to paint another one of these murals, he got beaten up by six or seven dudes.
Whoa.
And so,
connected to 50 Cent?
I've given you the information
because,
I have.
Because obviously he's a public figure. You can paint people all you want. And they, he can't sue them.
Apparently 50 called for his assault.
Whoa.
And according to reports, he was savagely, allegedly beaten by six or seven men as he attempted to paint another one of his murals of 50.
Yeah.
He was hospitalized.
Wow. I think you take it as a compliment.
So somebody, what, getting your ass beat?
No, they got the 50 Cent.
50 Cent, yeah.
What the hell, what's a big deal?
Hey, yeah. She's pissed about all them. There's a ton of 50 Cent memes out there.
Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm.
We used to get one from Tony every other day.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to probably end up beating up Tony for sending out 50 Cent memes.
Yeah, there are.
What if you don't want to draw attention to it? Just don't mention it.
Don't mention it.
It's like, man, if you paint me as Barbara Bush, I'm going to send a pack of dudes to beat your ass.
Yeah, that's the line.
That
right
was
there.
Oddly specific.
Nick's got a weird fetish there.
There's a story there.
Josh Wolf joins us tomorrow. Wear a mask. The podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah. TNTRadioEmpire.com. All right. See ya. Enjoy your day.
Thank you and good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.